Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Nearly 50 years later, three Northwestern football players have received long-delayed Letterman jackets.
You know, you're never forgotten. You're always remembered. You're seen. Very important.
Paul Korzelius could not make it to Evanston to receive the Letterman jacket he earned in 1975, but fellow former Wildcat Tony Artizzoni did it on his behalf. The widow of tackle Doug Houck accepted his from coach David Braun, something offensive tackle Walt Verson called an emotional moment due to issues decades ago.
A heartbreaking story that he had been stripped of the letter for reasons unknown, and that still hurt. And it getting reinstated, holding a letter jacket meant so much to her and Doug's children.
He learned about the omissions while doing research for a documentary on the Wildcat players who would go on to work security for the rock band Queen. The film is slated to come out in the spring. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.